old school hip hop. The dark assumes and relax the size. The rise is spread just like a box. If the music is loud, they can electroshock.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Will there be disruption during and after Election Day? If so, Vice President Kamala Harris says her campaign is ready for anything.
If we know that he is actually manipulating the press and attempting to manipulate the consensus of the American people based on fiction instead of fact, we're prepared to respond.
Harris with ABC's Mary Bruce on the campaign trail in North Carolina. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
He donned an orange vest and got behind the wheel of a garbage truck to call more attention to Biden's comments about Trump supporters following a Trump-backed comedian's comment about Puerto Rico, both of them referring to garbage. North Carolina has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in almost a year. It traveled for 90 minutes, the longest flight yet, before dropping into the Sea of Japan. Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Yankees in Game 5 to win the World Series last night. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Happy Halloween. The final Marquette Law School poll prior to Election Day has Vice President Kamala Harris narrowly leading former President Donald Trump in Wisconsin. Harris's 50% to 49% edge over Trump is within the 4.4% margin of error. Both Trump and Harris were in Wisconsin yesterday, Trump in Green Bay and Harris in Madison. Both of them will once again be in Wisconsin tomorrow. The city of Madison says it is ready for Election Day. The city's clerk's office held a public test of the equipment yesterday. Deputy Clerk Jim Verbeck says they wanted to make sure voters got to see for themselves how things will work next week. And expect some cold temperatures tonight for most of Wisconsin for trick-or-treating. Forecasters say the temperatures will range anywhere from the 50s to the 30s by the time the kids are out looking for candy. Be careful out on your trick-or-treating routes today, and drivers be on the lookout for kids crossing the road. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers today. Temperatures will drop into the low 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight, a little blustery for the ghosts and goblins. You want to bundle them up in the 30s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 51. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you got to have Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe at GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 8:04 on Thursday morning. Also Halloween. Don't forget to text in what your favorite Halloween candy is or what your favorite candy is. 608-355-9970. We'll look through that list a little bit later. Here's Hootie and the Blowfish on Max FM.
Nothing left to say.
Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I only wanna be with you. You can call me a fool. I only wanna be with you. Yeah, I'm tangled up in blue. I only wanna be with you. I only wanna be with you.
Max FM.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Collaborate and listen.
I sit back with my brand new invention.
Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance!
Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly!
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
MCs
like a pound of bacon, burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo.
Rolling,
hit my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells
falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to
print this.
Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, if a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother.
Ice, ice, baby, to go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go. Ice, ice, baby, to go. To go.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Vanilla Ice 812 on Thursday morning. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. We have a chance of showers this morning. Temperatures will get to near 60, then fall throughout the day, 45 by 5 o'clock tonight. Winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour, up to 40 miles per hour. Wind chill values in the 30s by the time trick-or-treating starts. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers gradually clearing with the low of 31. The breezy conditions will continue this evening. On Friday, it'll be sunny with a high of just 49. On Friday night, mostly clear, a low of 31. On Saturday, warming up, sunny, a high of 57. On Sunday, a chance of afternoon showers, a high of 59. Taking a sneak peek into next week, highs in the 60s, lows in the 50s, so it will be mild next week. Currently is 53 degrees outside the Max FM studios this morning, Emily.
Hi, Dave. Happy Halloween. I can't say it enough. It's just...
I'm so happy today.
It's such a good day. And hijinks abound. We've had some fun technical stuff on my end this morning. So, you know what? We're getting through it, though. It's just fine.
We're going to talk about some...
Yeah, you just power through it. You know, you just power through to the next thing and just enjoy the ride, right? I mean, that's what life is all about, that. So, we're going to talk about some Halloween highlights, right?
Oh, yeah, we most definitely are. And, you know, I'm still messing with the playlist as we're talking. So, but, I mean, we've totally changed up. We had Beastie Boys. We had Vanilla Ice. We had Thriller. We're going to play DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and do Nightmare on My Street when we get done talking here. Because, you know, I got to play that today. It's got to play. We're probably going to try to get Ray Parker Jr. in as well. We did Ghostbusters yesterday, but we got to play that today as well. So,
you got to play that. You really can't have enough of the Ghostbusters song. Like, I think I had it on a tape when I was little, and I played it until like the tape came out. And then remember the tapes? I'm talking to you guys, Gen X. Remember the tapes come out, and then you have to like put the pencils in the little things and turn them so the tape rewinds itself. And if there gets a kink in there, you got to start all over and pull the tape all the way back out. I can't tell you how many times I had to do that because my music was like my solace. So if my music got messed up, I was an unhappy kid. So. Shocking, I'm on the radio. Music, yay! So a little bits and pieces about me and my experience. I love they played Beasties and Vanilla Ice because separately they were not playing together, but I got to see Beastie Boys in concert, which was amazing at the Coliseum back in the day. And then I also saw Vanilla Ice there on a separate date. That was one of my first concerts, if not my first, MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice. So he went through like mass popularity and then he became like a topic of kids to like completely make fun of. Like if you liked him and then he kind of came back around is like, you know, he actually did a pretty good job, you know, and now I think he's kind of like got some retro love. So, you know, here's to you, Vanilla. Cool. Happy birthday.
happy birthday to him. As a reminder, feel free to text in those favorite Halloween candy items, 608-355-9970. Emily and I want to know what your favorite Halloween candy is. We have a couple that have came in so far. We need a few more, though, so you need to text those in to us. We'll talk about those right around 8:50 this morning. Again, text in your favorite candy, 608-355-9970. Emily, speaking of candy, we're going to talk about what dentists say you should hand out on Halloween.
Okay. I was looking at something about how, that's a different spot. Skipped ahead. Well, why don't you get started on that and I'll get back to that.
We're going to do this a little bit earlier and then, you know, we did some other things and this one's kind of funny.
You're just throwing me for a loop, Dave.
Sorry.
I got this. All right.
I'll start talking about it because this is kind of interesting. There's less of an emphasis on tricking and more treating these days, but that could change if dentists have their way. A group of dental surgeons is urging children not to eat lollipops or sticky sweets to avoid tooth decay. That's a very big ask on Halloween, but they said adults can lend a hand. One dentist suggests that the public can switch to giving trick-or-treaters things like stickers and Play-Doh instead of candy.
Interesting. So I talked to some moms in our group yesterday about this, and one of the littles was saying how much she really enjoyed getting other things in her candy bag. So she was talking about, you know, other kinds of snacks, but like apples and stuff to kind of just like, excuse me, have something a little bit refreshing while you're, you know, having all that candy in your bag. But I know over the years it's changed and there, you know, toys do show up in your trick-or-treat bag, and it's people putting an effort towards keeping it a little more healthy, but it's also just like kids, you know, right? Anything new and different is kind of like, oh, this is cool, you know? So I've seen stickers, I've seen Play-Doh, other kind, back when fidget spinners were a thing, they were showing up in Halloween bags.
Oh yeah, those were huge in the 2020s.
Yeah. Those are, I still like fidget spinners. I don't, maybe they'll come back around and be retro in a couple of years. Who knows?
I love them.
But this is one of the, where 4 out of 5 dentists are fine with some candy on Halloween. And this is one, the one rogue dentist, because either way, the dentist is getting egged. That's what it says about that. Go ahead and don't give candy. Yeah, that guy is not, that guy or
not
that
popular,
girl is not
no.
getting a good treatment today. Obviously, keeping kids away from candy will be impossible today and over the next few days because they're going to have their stash. But there are some things parents can do. So this is how we can help. Limit the amount of candy your kid downs in one sitting. So like, don't let them like, you know, stuff their face so much that they're literally like choking on Tootsie Rolls and like all the things, because either way, that's going to go wrong. They're going to have the brown drool coming out with all the chocolates, you know, like it's just a bad scene. Definitely not good for the teeth. Have them cut back on sweets that can get stuck to teeth or that are exposed to your teeth over a long period of time, like suckers. So, right, that's just coating that sugar on.
Right,
there. So try
exactly.
to avoid that. Number 3 says try to limit additional sugars around Halloween, like pushing water over sugary drinks, right? So if their regular treats are something sugary, pull those and then put the candy in place in that way. Maybe it'll like come out in the wash.
Maybe, yes. Maybe we'll just go with that. It's hard not to have
we'll
the sugary treats and then, you know, that makes sense. So I totally get it. And of course, we want to encourage them to brush their teeth after having all that candy. And for younger kids, a fun new toothbrush might help with that. And they should be sure to brush before bed. So are they advocating putting toothbrushes in instead of Halloween candy? Because I also think that could lead to maybe some other egging.
I think, that's a tough one. I mean, maybe if you did, like, if you were one of those houses that, like, we all had when they were growing up, we were growing up. There's that one house that gave like the full size candy bars, right?
Right.
Do the full size candy bar, but tape a toothbrush to the kids in your face.
That might be
full size. Whatever. Well, then maybe you won't get egged.
Right. Well, it is good to teach the kids about the importance of oral health, because you get one set of teeth, and after the baby teeth, that practice round. So I totally get that. I've had a few dental issues over the years, and I totally understand it. And they don't even know how to explain some of the things that have happened. And so we'll just leave it at that. I get the importance of it, right? And,
Yeah, go ahead. That was just the CDC comments about cavities. Go right ahead.
No, go for it. That's exactly where I was headed.
According to the CDC, now I get to sound super smart, more than half the children aged 6 to 8 have had a cavity in at least one of their baby teeth, and more than half of teenagers have tooth decay in at least one of their permanent teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about scary. You want your teeth decaying already as a teenager? I mean, it's already hard enough to be a teenager. I would say let's take care of the teeth. And, you know, this is a one day a year thing. Of course, have a good time. But safety for our healthy choices are always things that we are going to suggest on the radio for you parents and kids out there listening. Have a good time. But, man, teeth are no joke. Like,
no, they're not.
Dental work is expensive.
Uh-huh.
And it can be painful. It can be uncomfortable. It can be long lasting. I, for one, went through a lot of dental and orthodontic work in my life. I'm in the place with children that they're going through that. And take care of your teeth. You really do only have the one set. And you know, we are lucky. We do have, you know, really good dental care in this country. So let's get at it. Not that it's cheap or at all easy, but it's still available. So let's take care of our teeth in the middle of the candy stuffing tonight. Let's think for one hot second about our teeth and then move on and eat more candy.
Yes, exactly. And since we're talking about eating candy, we just want to remind everyone to text in what your favorite candy is, 608-355-9970. As we've been talking, we've been getting a few more in. Not a whole lot yet, though, so we want to see that list, so text that in to us. I like the one that we got in about what's being handed out for Halloween as well, so I'm going to save that to a little bit later as well. So again, text Emily and I what your favorite candy is, 608-355-9970, and we want to know what that is. We'll talk about that right around 8:50 this morning. So Emily, you know, I love Halloween as well. It's one of my favorites. We hand out candy. We love watching the kids, seeing them in their costumes. That is my favorite part of Halloween, quite honestly. What's yours?
You know, I haven't been able to be the person at the door handing out candy in so many years because I always have little kids to walk with, which I love. So
right.
I have yet to kind of experience that full feeling of like being that parent at the door, that adult at the door. So I'm looking forward to that. That's coming soon in my parenting life. But I mean, I love walking around with the little kids, but I got to say, like,
I love dressing up and walking around with the wind whipping and the leaves blowing. And
nice.
My favorite part is just that there's the sense of wildness in the air. And it's exciting, you know, it gets your adrenaline going, and not to mention all the sugar that you probably are having. It's just everybody's kind of at their like heightened energy. And as a person who, you know, kind of is receptive to that, I really just like everyone else's excitement and kind of feeding off that as everyone's out in the dark. And it's kind of creepy, but also just really fun. So, you know, I like feeling the feelings of Halloween and what it brings to you, no matter what that is. I just kind of like it. And of course, this time of year is beautiful. You know, the weather can be questionable, but that's part of the fun. So, yeah, just all the feelings, I think, is my favorite.
Oh, you know, and I get that, too. And dressing up is always fun. So we can't wait to see what you do. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. So looking forward to that. All right. So what we're going to do, Emily, is we got to get DJ Jazzy Jeff, and we cannot miss that one today. So we'll play that next. We'll have you back right around 8:50 for calendar days. And as a reminder, text us what your favorite Halloween candy is, 608-355-9970. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to ill, buggin'.
Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. Wasn't a dream, man. This guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
Look,
don't
look,
go to sleep, Jeff.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
80s, 90s, and more on Max FM. Happy Halloween. That was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Nightmare on My Street. We're having a lot of fun on Halloween today. And we want to know what your favorite Halloween candy is. Please text us at 608-355-9970 or use a free Civic Media app. Tap on Max Mouse and then click the text button. And you can also stream us there, but we want to know what your favorite Halloween candy is. We're going to compile our list. We're hoping to get a few more answers yet this morning of what everyone's favorite Halloween candy is. So text those in now. It's your last chance. 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about what our favorite Halloween candy is after we talk about calendar days. That'll be right around 8:50 this morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together on Max FM.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite, apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms.
time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Mead King. Located in Rock Springs, Mead King offers delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blackberry or pink peppercorn flavors. How about raspberry or a vanilla-flavored mead? Enjoy a glass inside or on their newly opened patio. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a $20 gift certificate for $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The L.A. Dodgers are World Series champs for the second time in the last 5 seasons. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They captured their 8th title in franchise history after rallying for a 7-6 victory over the Yankees to wrap up that series in 5 games last night. Freddie Freeman had 4 homers and a dozen RBI in the series to capture MVP honors. Packers quarterback Jordan Love told reporters Wednesday it's realistic for him to be able to suit up against the Lions on Sunday. He suffered a groin strain during the Packers' Week 8 win over Jacksonville and didn't practice yesterday. Week 9 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Jets playing host to the Houston Texans. Badger men's basketball team found themselves leading by just 2 points in the second half before pulling away for a 78-62 exhibition win over River Falls. And Bucks coach Doc Rivers said Chris Middleton is making progress but still will not play tonight in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Bucks off to a 1-3 start. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers today. Temperatures will drop into the low 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight, a little blustery for the ghosts and goblins. You want to bundle them up in the 30s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 51. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, you gotta have Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. 8:35 on Halloween. Fastest favorite candies in. Here is Santana from Thomas.
Rhythm on your
about it.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We are sticking with our Halloween theme today. It is 8:39 on Halloween, also known as Thursday. This is your last chance to text in what your favorite candy is. 608-355-9970. Text that in. Emily and I will talk about that list shortly. We'll reveal ours, but again, text in what your favorite candy is. 608-355-9970. Our spooky morning continues on Halloween Thursday with Ray Parker Jr., Ghostbusters on Max FM.
Just want some more. I think
think you better call?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Happy Halloween. Oh, we have a lot of fun with this, don't we, Emily? We have to have fun. It's Halloween. We got to have all those fun things happening on Halloween. We had to play Thriller, and we had to get all those birthday songs in as well today. So thank you, everyone, for sending in your favorite candies. We're still looking through that list here. We're going to get that list finalized here shortly. If you want to text in and get your candy on the list, 608-355-9970. Want to text those in now? Emily and I'll compile that list shortly. We'll talk about that after our calendar days. So we're having a lot of fun over here today. And, you know, as a reminder, those kids will be out and about tonight. So trick-or-treating in the area is from 4 to 7 p.m. We are expecting the weather to cool down a little bit. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. And we just want to remind everyone that those kiddos will be out. So I'm pulling up our forecast right now. We do know that it's going to get cooler. We expect some showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and with a high, it's not going to get any warmer than 57 at this point. Temperatures are going to fall down to around 42 by 5 o'clock tonight. Winds gusting 15 to 25 miles per hour, gust up to 40 miles per hour. Wind chill values right around 30 degrees by the time we get to trick-or-treating. Tonight, we will see it gradually clear with a low of 30. Those wind gusts continue 15 to 20 miles per hour. Friday, it's going to be sunny, a high of only 47 degrees. On Saturday, it's the best day of the weekend, sunny with a high of 57. On Sunday, we do have a chance of showers in the afternoon with a high of 59. Looking into next week, we're looking at highs in the 60s, lows in the 50s, so it will be seasonable. Currently, it is 54 degrees outside. So again, we are looking for your favorite Halloween candy. Text those into us now, 608-355-9970. And we are looking forward to getting that list together with all of you. Emily, you with me this morning here?
I am here, Dave. Sorry about that. I am here, loud and proud.
All right. So we're talking about our favorite day of the year, right? Halloween. We're having a lot of fun with that. We're playing all the Halloween hits as well.
I love it. I love it. All of those songs, they never get old. I mean, I guess technically they are getting old, but I never tired of them. I'll just put it that way.
Exactly. So, Emily, how did the skeleton know the other skeleton was lying?
Oh, boy. I'm really not good at the bad jokes, so why don't you just tell us, how did the skeleton know the other skeleton was lying, Dave?
He could see right through him.
Ooh. Creepily, scarily bad joke. Thank you so much for that. It was a bad joke. Dave's really good at delivering them. It's really bad, but it's all right. You know, let's just say sometimes lighthearted fun, as in masked as a bad joke, it can be great on Halloween too. So
exactly. You know, what's funny is we're talking about Halloween and jokes and stuff, and I was looking at our Facebook stuff that was popping up, and Wendy was out handing out candy, and 10 years ago she was dressed as a witch. I won't make any other jokes about that one and get into further trouble.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. I would say niceness to Wendy is probably a good call at this point.
Yes.
Halloween or not.
It's always good to be nice. So, yes, it's always good to be kind.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what
let's
we're
be kind.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at our calendar days, and we're going through our list of the favorite candies, and we've had a few more come in, so I've kind of got them tabulated here. And so, but we got to look at calendar days first. Of course, we already know it's Halloween, but two of my favorites that I saw in here, it's National Magic Day. So move over Halloween. National Magic Day takes a spotlight today. And then this one goes in line with the bad dad jokes. It is National Knock Knock Joke Day.
Oh, yay. That works out perfect for you. I mean, you didn't do a knock knock, but I mean, I would say that that was kind of along the echelons of the knock knock jokes in terms of like bad joke day. So
right?
Like a dad joke. Like, yeah, exactly. It works out for everyone involved. Let's see what else. I don't know anything about this, but I would love to learn more. Deepavali. Let the lights bless our homes and hearts on this auspicious day of Deepavali. So if I'm not saying that correctly, I apologize. There's so many different cultural and religious specific, practices, traditions, et cetera, that surround, you know, what we know as Halloween. So there's just a lot happening around this time of year today and over the next few days. So yeah, let's just, you know, be open to all the traditions and cultures and what everyone's doing and just enjoy the day.
You know, and it's funny, we were talking about not handing out candy. You could also do Books for Treats Day on Halloween. There's candy for the mind, and it's called books. So you could hand out a book that. Maybe on, you know, but I think the kids might be a little disappointed with that, just saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could do one of those like cute little books and then stick some candy inside. So they've got to find, you know, the candy. They got to get through the book to get the candy. The candy's hidden or something like that. For the littles, they would love that. So there's always a way to get books in the hands of kids. They usually end up liking it once they're in it. They just have to kind of be nudged. But a really good sweet thing that is happening today is National Caramel Apple Day. And I love caramel apples. It's one of my greatest memories as a kid was taking all those little squares of caramel, unwrapping them all, putting them in the pot, and there's a little milk and a little butter in there and stir it up for a long time. So it's kind of therapeutic to sit there and stir that caramel, because what you can't do is walk away, because it will stick your pan and it will ruin your pan. So if you had a mom like mine at all, mine, you know, is stand right there and stir, keep stirring, keep stirring, keep stirring. So we had a good time making those caramel apples. And when they're finished and they're delicious, if you can wait for them to cool, they are so good. But not a lot of patience in this one, adult or little girl. So I burnt my mouth a lot on the caramel and it would slip off the apple and the whole thing would kind of get distressed. But, you know, it's about the process and now it's about the memory. So it's a good one. So if you have time today to do that with your littles or do it on your own, have a good time and enjoy those caramel apples.
Well, and they do make those caramel apple wraps as well. So just saying, those are always good too. So it makes it a little bit easier. I don't know if it's necessarily cheating, but they do make those wraps. So that's my way of doing it. Oh, I love caramel apples.
Shocking.
I will say that.
I do love caramel apples. I think it's something to celebrate regardless of how you make them, or even if you just go to the store and buy like the Laffy Taffy or whatever it's called, that little play on words that they have in that one brand.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the peanuts crushed around them and they're delicious, delicious. So I think they do a lot of fun things with that. Couple other days. So Samhain, that is another holiday that's celebrated by, you know, outside of our regular understanding. Some of us that do Halloween, this is a Wiccan holiday. It's about calling out to the gods and goddesses, lighting a bonfire. Some of these, you know, different cultural practices for sure meld with, you know, some of the more traditional, what we may think of as Halloween in terms of the fires and the jack-o'-lanterns and the things. So yeah, the more you know, kind of, it's really interesting to learn how these things all kind of intersect. So happy Samhain for those of you out there that practice that.
Yeah, there's so many neat things. It's also National Doorbell Day, ironically. So that works out pretty well with the whole Halloween theme, right, Emily?
I mean, I wonder if they were thinking about that. I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence. I don't think so, though.
I doubt it, but, you know, whatever. It just seems like it all comes together. So, all right. So
it's
we're going to
call shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans. Oh, and speaking of shenanigans, I'm going to add another song to our playlist that just came to my mind. And, oh, yeah, this is going to get me in trouble, I'm sure. But, you know, that's how I roll. Because
you live for trouble, Dave. Let's be honest. You live for trouble.
Yeah, it just finds me. It's naturally happens. And as I was thinking about this, we have the Cranberries and the Zombie song. So I got to play that this morning, too. So, but first, we're going to talk about Halloween candy and our favorites. And so we appreciate everyone that texted in today. Thank you. What I want to do for tomorrow, just to give everyone an idea of something we're going to do that's a little bit fun, I want everyone to keep track of how many trick-or-treaters you have. And so text those in to us.
Nice. How about, okay, I was just going to mess with that, but I was going to say, what if you're out and about trick-or-treating with kids? Could you keep track of, like, how many houses you hit up?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't get to always be home. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I do. Not to complicate, but no, that is kind of how I do things.
Okay. No, I like the idea. So how many houses you got to or how many trick-or-treaters you had? So,
that's what
we're going to ask you tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm making notes now so we don't forget this, because that'll be like 24 hours from now and we may be on a candy high still.
There's a lot of things happening between now and then. So,
yes.
So you're taking notes for both of us. That's so nice of you, Dave, because you don't have any other work you need to be doing ever.
No,
so
not
at
all.
Just take notes for us too.
Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good. All right. So as promised, we're going to go through our list of favorite candies that came in this morning. We had someone text in Crunch Bars. Those are very tasty. Let's see. We had Tammy said peanut butter cups. What else did you see at our list here, Emily, that came in this morning?
So what did I see? I saw peanut butter cups, too. I think I saw a Reese's Pieces, maybe.
I think I saw that, too.
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of like, I don't know. That's a good old fashioned good candy to have.
Mm-hmm.
It has some lasting power. It's not just like pop it in your mouth and you're done and on to the next one.
Right, exactly.
That one. I did see Watermelon Sour Patch Kids. So that's a real specific. I mean, Sour Patch Kids, I believe, showed up in like the world during my childhood. And so now they have so many different kinds that you get to actually like have a favorite of the favorite. So that's kind of fun.
Yep. Nope. I agree. And let's see. We also had Heath Bars come in. That was from Linda. And let's see. Then we, I got a text from our good friends over at Messy Mutts. They're the ones who take good care of Stout when he goes in. He likes his feet being touched as much as I do, so we appreciate them. Sarah's favorite is Twix, and Colleen's is Kit Kats. Always a favorite. I love Kit Kats. We'll have to keep that in mind, Wendy, too. Next time we take our goofball in over there, too. We candy.
Oh yeah, treat them with the things that they like, and you know what? It's all about returning the favor, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Linda texted in, and she likes Heath candy bars. That's a traditional crowd favorite. I feel like the Heath.
I agree.
Like when I was little, I thought Heath bars were somehow like healthier than other candy. I don't know why I thought that. So I would like turn away from them until I was a little older, and then I really enjoyed the Heath bars, and they're still up there on the top. So they get stuck in your teeth. So watch out for that.
Right. And then I saved the best one to last. Amy said they're going to be giving out liquor for adults, candy for the teens, woo-hoo, rubber duckies for the littles, and candy corn squeakers for the dogs. I love it.
Oh, covering all the bases. I really love that because, you know, our dog is going to be out trick-or-treating tonight with my daughter. So I love the idea of having a little something for the pets in the bag. And then if the dog's out and about, great. Or if they get to come home and treat their dog, that's super sweet. So Amy, that's awesome. Covering all the bases. So I'll be at your house later for the handing out of the liquor. Just kidding. That's just a
likewise.
Really great idea.
What do you mean
really
handing
fun.
It out? I'm be consuming it. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I'll
just
behave
kidding,
tonight.
Just
I say it. Yes, exactly. So, but yeah, thank you to everyone that texted in this morning. So again, our thing that we're asking tomorrow is either how many houses did you trick or treat at, or how many trick or treaters you had at your house. So we're going to ask everybody for that tomorrow. That is our, what we're going to ask for our Friday morning fun. And, you know, we may ask people what they dressed up as well. So looking forward to that. Halloween is such a great day. And Wendy and I have to try and remember to grab some dog treats to hand out to the dogs as well. But we have to keep them away from our dog because he loves his dog treats. So
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, keep all the children and the pets all together and separate with the certain treats they need, right?
Exactly. So keep the dogs out of the candy. Emily, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope you have a happy Halloween and have fun with the trick-or-treating tonight as well.
Thank you. I will. Happy Halloween to all of you. Sorry about the feedback. There's a little bit of outdoor noise here that's coming through. So sorry about that. But you know what? Hijinks abound. I think that's just the name of the game today. So I'm just going to go ahead and roll with that vibe. And happy Halloween, everyone. Be safe out there.
Yep, as a reminder, the kids will be out tonight, so we don't want any shenanigans. We want everyone to be safe tonight, so keep an eye out for all the littles. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo Stain Bake, banking better together.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your MaxFM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.